This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed the diverse national security related issues with the top police officials and the chief of different security agencies yesterday. Attending the second day of the All India Director General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed the various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like the internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and the challenges posed by the emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as the counter-terrorism strategies, also came for a debate and deliberation during the day. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference today on its last day. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over the sanctioned letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Mr. Sitharaman distributed the loans under the scheme of PM Swadhi and the PM Vishwakarma Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said that the women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of the developed India by 2047. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to the media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. And the Mahayuti coalition comprising of BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction and Nationalist Congress Party secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his condolences to the demise and researcher and author Dr. Prithvendra Mukherjee. In this message, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee was the multifaceted personality who had left a strong remark in the intellectual world. Mr. Modi said that his works and compositions will continue to be admired for years to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed his grief over the murder of Indian student Nakarapu Sai Teja in the United States of America. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar stated that the Indian consulate in Chicago is providing all possible assistance to the family. In a post of X, the Consulate General of India in Chicago called for the immediate action against the perpetrators. It assured that the consulate will extend all necessary support to the family and the friends of the victim. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar has released Vikram Sampath's book of Tipu Sultan, The Saga of the Mysore Interregnum, in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing at the launch event, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the book aptly captures not just the flavor of fast-moving and complicated area, it also offers the insights into the politics, strategy, and administration, sociology, and diplomacy. Dr. Jayashankar said that Tipu Sultan has a reputation as a key figure who resisted the imposition of British colonial control over India. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honor. This year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promoting right-based approaches to treatment and eliminating the discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is to take the right things, the right path. The cyclone Finjal made landfall under Puducherry, bringing the torrential rains and strong winds across the region last evening. According to the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center's alert, the forward center of the cyclone spiral bands has reached land and the storm moving west-southward. And the cyclone is expected to cross the Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast with a wind speed of 70 to 80 km per hour, gusting up to 90 km per hour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.